This shiur is dedicated to L'Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our dear and unforgettable friend, Chaim Feigenbaum. The shiur should be L'Ilui Nishmos, and we should all hear B'Seidus Tovus. The sugya we will be learning today is a very relevant one. It is Negei Lamaisa, one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos Kodesh. And this week's parasha is the source of the mitzvah of Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos. Every Shabbos, we are required to eat three Seudos. Shalosh Seudos, we learn, as the Gemara says, Shabbos Kuf Yuzayim at base from a posik in this week's parasha, Ve'yoyim Moshe Ichluhu Hayoyim, Ki Shabbos Hayoyim Lashem, Hayoyim Loitim Tzeuhu Basoda. Three times the Pusuk says Hayoim. This is the source of Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos. As we learn in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayinim and Beizayinim, Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, on this Pusuk in the week's parasha. From the Pashtus HaGemara, one could learn that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, because we learn it from the Pusuk. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph, at the beginning of the Simen says it's the Rabbonin and the Posek is an Asmachta. The Levush in Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph feels differently and he writes that it's Men HaTorah. Most of the Poskim are in accordance to what the Mishnah Berurah writes. It's a mitzvah the Rabbonin. However, it has a high level of Chumrah. I have a long discussion about the concept of asmachta. As we know, the opinion of the Ritva is that asmachta is almost a dioraisa. That is the kavan of the Torah. And I don't recall exactly what simen it is, but in Mincha Sosha and Rosh Hashanah, I think it's simen vov or simen zayin, dealing with the halach of tki is the ma'umid and tki is the miyoshev, malchi is the chroin and shoifes. There's a long discussion about asmachta. However, Shalosh Seudos, the Gemara seems to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael that we need to eat Shalosh Seudos b'chol yom. So either it would be defined as halachah of Moshe Messianai or as a takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ben kach uben kach, it is a mitzvah chamura. And it's no wonder that the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah write, Yehizoy Ma'od Lekayem Seuda Shlishit. I would also refer you to the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Tzadik Aleph and Sif Aleph, who writes, Bariches Gedoyla Al Pi HaZoya, that Shalosh Seudos is a tremendous mitzvah. What is the proper zman of Seuda Shlishis? L'chayra, four different opinions. The Rishonim Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin all bring in the name of the Halachas Gedolos that there is no specific time regarding all three Seudos. Chacham Omer Metaken that a person needs to eat Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos, but he could choose when he eats those three Seudos. Theoretically, he could eat one after the other Shabbos morning, or Shabbos afternoon, or Leil Shabbos. There is no specific time. Tshuva Sarash, we learn differently. And the Rosh is also quoted by the Torah in Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph, but the source is Tshuva Sarash, Klal Chov Beis, Siman Dalet. The Rosh says that a person needs to eat Shalosh Seudos la'achar chatzos. And before chatzos, he isn't yotzi yedei chivosoi. The Shulchan Aruch Reish Tzadik Aleph paskens in accordance to the Torah, quoting his father, the Rosh. Shalosh Seudos must be min ha-mincha ve-la-malo. Before mincha or after mincha? The Rambam, Perek Lamed Halacha Yud, writes, Kach hoyu minhag ha-tzadikim ha-reshonim, mispar alodim b'Shabbos shachras ha-musaf be-beis ha-knesses, v'yavo lo-beiso v'yesod Seudos shniyo, v'yelech le-beis ha-medesh yikra v'yishma ad ha-mincha, yispar al mincha, v'yachar kach yikva Seudos shlishis al ha-yayin, v'yoychel v'yishta ad mitzvah Shabbos. So the Rambam makes it very clear that the proper zman of Shalosh Seudos Shlishis actually is la'achar tfilas hamincha. However, Rabbeinu Tam says that there is a kpeda not to eat shalashudas between mincha and matav, and therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it must be before tefillas mincha. Rabbeinu Tam quoted by the Tur, but first of all, by Tosis and Psochim Kuf Hey Omed Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam ka'asal Rabbeinu Mishulam. Rabbeinu Tam was angry with Rabbeinu Mishulam because Rabbeinu Mishulam's mineg was to eat and to teach that one should eat shalashudas between mincha and matav. That is the opinion of the Rambam. And Rabbeinu Tam was disappointed and angry with Rabbeinu Meshulam. And Rabbeinu Tam's argument is, in accordance to the Medrash, that Hashoisa Mayim Shabbos Ben Hashmoshos Ki'ilu Goizel Esameisim, because Ben Hashmoshos, the deceased are being sent back to Gehenna, and that is not a proper time to drink water. And therefore, in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam, one should eat shalashudas before Mincha. So how many opinions do we have? According to Halachas Gedolos, no kpeda whatsoever. Wherever you wish, you could make all three sudas. Tshuvas HaRosh, and that is also the opinion of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Suda Shlishis, one must eat la'acha chatzois. According to the Rambam, after Mincha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, before Mincha. But in reality, there are only two opinions regarding Suda Shlishis, either before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Halachas Gedolos on one hand, the Rosh on the other hand. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam have two different opinions, two different approaches, but their arguments have nothing to do be'etzem with the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis, but rather with different principles and different halachas. It is clear from the Tur that the argument of the Rambam, the opinion of the Rambam, is based on a halacha in Hilchos Tefillah, not on a halacha basically referring to Suda Shlishis, but rather Hilchos Tefillah. And I think that the basic idea of the Rambam is, because the minig was right after Suda's Shachris, the Suda of the morning, people went to shul. They were Kurveya, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedesh, they learned till Mincha. If they learned till Mincha, that means they probably learned all afternoon till Mincha Ketana. And Somach LaMincha, one cannot eat a proper Suda, a big Suda. And therefore, they needed to daven Mincha before Shalashudas. So the Rambam's opinion that Mincha comes before Shalashudas has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Shalashudas, but rather with the din that you cannot daven before, you cannot have a big Suda, proper Suda, before Mincha Ketana. And that's why the Rambam writes, Minag HaTzadikim Marashoinim, because this is not Halacha Psuka. If one would daven Mincha Gedolah, or even Mincha Ketana, he could have a major Suda early afternoon, but because the minig was to learn in the afternoon and daven Mincha later, therefore they had shalashudas between Mincha and Mara. Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, also has nothing to do with shalashudas, but rather with a medrash agoda, that one shouldn't drink water because it's goyza lesameisim. And the Rishonim explain, usually when they had a suda, they had a meal, they drank water, and that is the kpeda. And therefore, the Rishonim are miyashiv shittas Rambam, the minig of Rabbeinu Mishulam, with various arguments. Some of them say, you could have shalashudas, but you don't drink water. The Ramo indicates that the kpeda is only drinking water from the streams, from the rivers, but in your house there is no kpeda. Others argue that the kpeda is only Friday night ben hashmoshes and not Mitzvah Shabbos ben hashmoshes. But the point I want to clarify is that Rambam Rabbeinu Tam have nothing to do with basically the din of shalashudas, but rather with different principles and different halachas. The Rambam regarding the mitzvah of tefillah, and Rabbeinu Tam regarding the medrash, which is a medrash of agada, that one shouldn't drink water, and the emphasis is dafka on water before, I mean, ben hashmoshes of Shabbos. How about the other sudas? Do they have a specific time or specific limit? Some Rishonim seem very clearly to say no. Tosfos in Psochim Kuf Aleph Omed Aleph write that one could eat all three sudas by day. Doesn't necessarily have to be by night. And that is also brought in the Ramah in the first sif of Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph. So one would argue, obviously, Tosis is the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos, that the three Suddas don't have any specific time, and a person could choose, has the liberty to decide when he wants to eat or each of those three Suddas. However, Tosis and Shabbos Kuf Yud Chesed Medalef specifically coincide, their opinion coincides with the Tur and the Rosh, that Suddas Shlishis has to be Shabbos afternoon. So obviously Tosis does not agree to the Halachas Gedolos. So one would have to differentiate, even though there is a Kpeda and Chachamim were Matakin when he eats the third Suda, Suda Shlishis, it has to be after Chatzos, but Chachamim were not Matakin when he is supposed to eat the first Suda. And the first Suda could be either by night or in the morning. How about the second Suda? Well, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch write in Simen Reish Peches. Reish Peches is the Simen of Tanis Chaloyim. And in the first Sif from Reish Peches, it is made clear that a person is not allowed to fast Shabbos till after Chatzos. Why not? Because Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oynig. Oynig Shabbos, Vasul Adam Litanot. One cannot fast on Shabbos because fasting indicates, you know, and deepens the feeling of tzar and not of oinig v'simcha. But if we say that there's a kpeda, that the second suda has to be before chatzos, it is also a bitl mitzvah to say of shorashudis, not only because also lehisanois. If a person is toyame te'ime ba'alma, he is no longer misana, but he still wasn't makayim the mitzvah of shorashudis. So the Aruch HaShulchan Reish Peches, in his very unique and special style, argues that L'chayitz HaSvo Pshut, if we paskin in accordance to the Rosh, that Shalashudas have to be after Chatzos, that would probably indicate that the second Suda must be before Chatzos. But the Aruch HaShulchan wonders why we do not find this in the Poskim. Well, the Rambam does say that first Suda should be by night, second Suda in the morning, third Suda after Chatzos. But we already explained that the Rambam is merely a minig. And the Rambam goes short of saying that this is a halacha. So the Aruch HaShulchan is right when he remarks that we do not find in the Poskim that Suda number two has to be before Chatzos. But he argues that is mistaver. And the Bach says the same in Shin Lamed Daled. However, we proved from the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch that that is not the case, because even though the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch both pasken that Suda Shlishis has to be La'acha Chatzos, and the Shulchan Aruch makes it clear in Sif Beis and Simerei Shadik Aleph that if he ate Suda Shlishis before Chatzos, lo kiyem mitzvah Suda Shlishit. On the other hand, in Simereish Peches, both the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch said that the reason a person cannot fast till after Chatzos, Shabbos morning, is because also lehis anois. Why don't they say he was mevatel the mitzvah of Sholashudas b'Shabbos? So it seems to me that we do not find a specific takana when a person has to eat Suda number one or Suda number two. We do find that Suda number three must be La'acha Chatzos. Why? The Aruch HaShulchan's Shaila is obviously a very big Shaila. Why? How do we explain that? Second thought, I think the explanation is extremely simple. In Sukkot Avchov Zayin, it is clear in the Gemara, then in days of yore, once upon a time, people used to eat two Sudas every day. That was the custom. Today, in most countries, people eat three Sudas a day. However, in America, sometimes lunch is just somewhat of a snack. Once upon a time, Sukkachov Zayinu Medalef, it is clear in the Gemara that people ate a major meal at night, and another one by day. By day meaning in the morning, because Chazal are mishabeach pas shachris and emphasize the importance of pas shachris. It is also totally unreasonable that mealoise shachar, and people once got up by aloise shachar, mealoise shachar, they didn't eat, that's unreasonable. So The custom, the general custom, the minhag was people ate balayla and in the morning. The chiddush of Shalashudis is meal number 3. Mishum kavoid Shabbos tiknu chazal, that Shabbos one should eat 3 meals and not merely 2. So the chiddush was Suda number 3. Suda number 1 and 2, Chazal saw no need of making a takana. Because Balavachi, it was taken for granted that the first Suda will be Shabbos night and the other one Shabbos in the morning. The chiddush, the takana was Suda Shlishit. And therefore the takana of Chazal refers only to Suda number 3. Because Suda number 3 had no specific time. It wasn't customary. Other days of the week, there was no Suda number 3. And therefore, the Tikkun of Chazal refers only to Suda number 3. And the first 2 Sudas were left intact. And therefore, we do not find the Takkunah, according to the Shita of the Rosh, only regarding Suda number 3. That is my very simple explanation why, as we proved from various Rishonim, there is no kpeda, no specific halacha regarding when a person is required to eat the first Suda or the second Suda. However, regarding the third Suda, most of the poskim, Rosh, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, and all the later poskim, maintain that it must take place after Chatzos Yom and Mincha V'Lamala. In many Hasidic circles, people are makel to eat Suda Shlishis, even to wash the Suda Shlishis after the Shkia. Reish Tzadik Teso Medalav the Shulchan Aruch says, Oso lechol shum dovo, or filler shtot yayin or shar mashkin, mishetech shach ad shiyavdil. So obviously the Shulchan Aruch says, one cannot eat anything, mishetech shach ad shiyavdil. Mishetech shach means la'achar shkia. Probably. However, we do find various poskim that are lenient if a person was not yet mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. So today, Bnei Torah, Litvashe Bnei Torah are very makpid. Chassidim, on the other hand, are meikel. But sometimes the sources are different than what is today accepted practice. The Shulchan Aruch Hanav is a big machmir, and he writes that under no circumstances could a person be meikel and wash to a suda la'achar hashkia, and the Mishnah Berurah is meikel. The Mishnah Berurah is in Reish Tzadik Tet Mishnah Berurah and Bialocha, and once again in Shar Tzion. B'chutcherov and Eish Avraham is meikel even lechatzchila. The Mishnah Berurah is only meikel b'shas hadchak. Eish Avraham writes that the minig is to be meikel even lechatzchila. The primary argument of the Mishnah Berurah is b'shas hadchak, one could be samech on Rabbeinu Tam. After all, the Shulchan Aruch paskens in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam, even though the gro is machmir shittas hagaonim. Reb Shlomo Zalman argued that those that aren't makpid shittas Rabbeinu Tam, even lagabe asiyas malocha, cannot rely on Rabbeinu Tam regarding shalashudas. That would be a tarta de satra. That would be very strange. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings additional arguments and additional svaras why one could be makel kedei lo levatel et hamitzvah shel shalashudas. Why one could be makel and start even wash the shalashudas la'achar hashkia. Naturally and understandably, only as long it is still ben hashmoshes, definitely not la'achar gemar zman ben hashmoshes. One of the interesting arguments the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shar Tzion Sif Koton Dalad is Sofek Asei Darabonon is Doicha, Sofek Lav Darabonon. So, on one hand, Shalashudas is Darabonon, but the Issa to eat before Ma'arav or Avdola is also Midarabonon. It's not an Issa Diurais. and Ben Shmosh is a suffolk. We don't know whether it's Yom or Laila. If it's Yom, there's a mitzvah of Shalosh Shulis. If it's Laila, there's no longer a mitzvah. If it's Yom, there is no issur to eat. Only if it's Laila, and it is already this man of Marav and Avdol, only then is there an issur to eat. And therefore, suffolk mitzvah derabbanan, doicha suffolk lav derabbanan. The entire concept of esed doicha loses regarding derabbanan is very unclear. It is a major discussion. We will not get into it today, but it is an interesting concept. The Magen Avraham takes this sugi one step further, and he says, "Sofek esed derabbanan doche sofek lav derabbanan," which is a second assumption, and it is very interesting. Reish ayin aleph sharatziyun mem zayin. The Mishnah Berurah deals with a case in which a person didn't make Kiddush. The entire Shabbos he didn't make Kiddush. And suddenly it dawns upon him, Bein HaShmoshes of Moitzei Shabbos, that he didn't make Kiddush yet. The Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Prima Godim, and explaining the Prima Godim in Shara Tzion Siv Kot Mem Zayin. If he is Chayv Kiddush D'Uraisa, that means he didn't daven the entire Shabbos. Maybe he was unconscious or whatever it was, whatever the reason was. Then he should make Kiddush ala kois and even eat, because in Kiddush elo b'mokom suda bein hashmoshes dafuki yoyma. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, even though Kiddush ala kois is only midrabbanan, but because Kiddush is ikroi min haTorah, even though this detail Kiddush ala kois is midrabbanan, but ikroi mitzvah Kiddush diurais, and therefore mitzvah derabbanan sheikra min haTorah doicha isu derabbanan, seems to indicate that it is only because Kiddush is ikra min haTorah could it override an isu derabbanan, the prohibition to eat before Marav or Avdolah. If Kiddush wouldn't be ikra min haTorah, mashma b'divra Mishnah Berurah, we would say this is derabbanan, that's derabbanan, sheval taisa odif, contradicting the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Reish Tzadik Tes, Sha'atzi and Siv Kot and Dalet, in which he says, Sofek mitzvah derabonon, doicha sofek is derabonon, even though Shalashudas is not ikroi min haTorah. So this seems to be a slight contradiction between the two Mishnah Berurahs. One would have to assume that the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph writes what he writes only l'rav chidemilta, but maybe even if Kiddush wouldn't be ikroi min haTorah, his opinion would be the same based on what he writes in Simen Reish Tzadik Tes, which is a very interesting observation. One more interesting sugya regarding various different aspects of the mitzvah of Shalosh Shulis. What are we supposed to eat for Seuda Shlishis? On first hand, probably the same as we eat first and second Seudas. After all, the basic source doesn't indicate there would be any difference. Shorosh Seudas Tzorech Adam Lechol B'Shabes, derived from the Pasuk three times Hayom, as we quoted at the beginning of this Shia. However, many Rishonim do differentiate in the right that Shalosh Shulis one could be Yotze even without pas. Four different opinions are brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph Seif Hei, and I quote: the Shulchan Aruch starts off Tzorach Lasoise bePas. Yeshoyimrim Sheyochal Lasoise bKol Machal HaAzui Meechod Mechameishes Minei Dagon. The Yeshoyimrim says any mezainis is sufficient. The third opinion is meat, fish has to be a proper meal, not fruit. However, no pas is required. You don't need bread, you don't need a moitzi, neither do you need mezainis. That is opinion number four. The afilu beperes yochal asoiso. The opinion of the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, is v'svora reshoyne ikar shetzorach la'asuta bepas ele imken hu saveya biyoiso. Shulchan Aruch concludes, the first opinion is the ikar, And therefore, we need pas, just like the two previous sudas need pas. If he is really satirid and he has difficulty eating, then he could get away with either mezonis or a piece of meat or even fruit. When the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings this same halacha, his language is harsher than the Shulchan Aruch's. Shulchan Aruch writes, Elim ken usaveh biyoter. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, the Palatanya, Elim ken usaveh biyosef hu mitztayer. In a case in which he would be mitztayer ba'achilosoi, only then is it permissible to be yoitza with peiris or mezainis or maybe meat or fish. However, this is strange to me, because in Reish Peches there are various different halachas, and the common denominator between them is if a person is mitztayer b'achilos or is b'chlal potor mesudas Shabbos, not only sudas shlishit, and not only could he get by with peiris or meat or mezainis, he is entirely potter. He even is entitled to fast. That is the concept of Tanis Chaloim. If a person wants to fast because he had a bad dream, he is entitled to do so. But it's not only Tanis Chaloim. In Siv Bey, Simereish Peches, the Mechaber writes, Odom she mazek lo yoachila, oneg hu lo shelo lechol, lo yochal. And in Siv Gimel, Adam mitaneh b'kol yom, v'achila b'shabes tzaru lo, b'pnei shinui veset, yesh umrim, sh'ra'u kama chasidim v'anshe maaseh shitanu b'shabes, mitam ze. So there are various different halachos in Simereish Peches, and all indicating the same basic idea. If a person is mitztayer b'achilosoi, he is totally exempt from the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So, if he has tzar, he is not only entitled not to eat pas b'shalashudas. And therefore, it would seem very simple to me that the Kamaron of the Shulchan Aruch is, even if he doesn't have tzad, if he is Saveh B'yosef, and he feels uncomfortable, he has difficulty eating bread by Shalashudas, then he could be Samech on the other Shittas, that you don't necessarily need bread. That would be my feeling and approach regarding the Shaila, what one has to eat Shalashudas. Shulchan Aruch Rav and Simereish Tzadakalav is a big machmeh by Shalashudas, necessitating bread. However, in Simen Kuf Peches Sif Yud, there is a very famous note, a footnote, written by his brother. The Maharil, the brother of Shulchan Aruch Rav, testifying that B'soif Yomav, at the end of his days, he retracted his opinion, and his conclusion, his psak, was that Vesharashudas, one doesn't need bread. And the argument quoted in his name is, in Birchas Men Shalosh and Alamichyo, we mention Shabbos, and therefore Birchas Men Shalosh would be sufficient. Interesting. So according to that psak, meat, no. Peiris, depends which ones. Shivas Aminim, yes. Mezainis, yes. But what I don't understand is, what does Shalashudis have to do with Birchas Men Shalosh? And what is the significance of the halacha that there is askor of Kedushas Shabbos regarding Suda Shabbos? Well, why wouldn't Mezonis be sufficient Suda number one and Suda number two if that is the criteria? Lecha'ira, the reason we need pas is because we need to eat a Suda, and ain Suda below pat. Minchas Osher Moyadim Chaylik Beis, in the Shiurim and Purim, I don't recall which seminary is, which number, but there is an essay, an article I wrote about Sudas Purim, and I quoted sources, primarily the number, but even Sudas Purim needs pass, because Ein Su'uda below pass. But my basic question is, if the criteria is, do we mention Bebrocha Achroin Nekadushas HaShabbos or not, then Why would there be a difference between Suda Shlishis and the first two? And therefore, I have difficulty understanding why that would be relevant that Beberches Me'en Sholosh, we mentioned Kedushas HaShabbos, but that is what is quoted in the name of the brother of Shulchan Aruch Harav, that he retracted and he paskined differently the Seif Yomav, which is an interesting phenomenon. So we dealt today with a mitzvah chaviva, Sholosh Seudis Mishamis. And the source of this mitzvah is the posuk in the context of Parshas Haman. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, after Kriyas Yamsuf, after Shiras Hayam, we learn Parshas Haman. And this parsha is one of the most basic parshiyos in the sugya of Emuna and Bitochin. It is a well-known zgula to say Parshas Haman is gula for Parnassa. Many people in Eretz Yisrael today, the Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach, said Parshas Haman. Parshas Haman is as good for Betochen because all they had to do is just lift their eyes to the heavens and hope that a Kodesh Baruch will provide. Every day was a miracle. Lo hedef amarba v'hamamit lo hichsir. It had nothing to do with your toil. It was a gift from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a gift from the heavens. And one of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, which he taught his Talmidim, was that the Shefa that a Kodesh Baruch Hu bestows upon us is related in direct correlation to Midas HaBetochen. Bitochen opens Sharei HaShefa. The more Bitochen you have, the more Rachamei Shemayim bestowed upon you. One of the great disciples of the Baal Shem Tov was the Taldas Yaakov Yosef. And a less known sefer of the Baal HaTaldas is the Ksonis Pasim. He has a sefer Ksonis Pasim. And a Parsha Shmini, he writes in the name of the Rambam, if we would have bitochen in its extreme, if we would be totally butech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would be zeicha to man bizman hazeh. I have no idea where that is in the Rambam. Maybe he heard it from the Rambam. Who knows? That's what he quotes in the name of the Rambam. Sometimes I think maybe we do have man bizman hazeh. Well, not something that we see falling from the heavens, not something related to tzapiches bidvash, but in our difficult times, sometimes I feel we do get man. In the tremendous financial turbulence of the past few years, when most great financial empires, economic powerhouses in our world almost crumbled and imploded, little Israel was an economic miracle, weathered the storm better than America, Western Europe, great economies. Maybe in a way that is man. And the fact that the Torah world survives and thrives and flourishes, maybe that is man, in a way. The Taldas quotes his great Rabbi the Baal Shem Tov in Parshas Miketz, on the posuk Haboiteach Ba'Hashem Chesed Yisof Avenu, Kapitel Lamed Beis in Tehillim. Haboiteach Ba'Hashem Chesed Yisof Avenu, Ki Midas HaBetochen Kach Midas HaChesed. And in Sefer Kesa Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov is quoted, and I'm quoting the line, מי שיש לו מידס הבטוחן בשם יסבורך באמס, אפילו אם נגזרו לו וחס ושולם כמה גזירס רויס, אי אפשר למידס הדין לשלוט עליו. והוא בודוק. That is בודוק ומנוסה. That is quoted in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Well, the Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph says, Shira Malois, Haboitchem Ba'Hashem Kehar Tzion Lo Yemot Le'olam Yeshev. In the Torah world, it is well known, the Chazon Ish Emunah Ve'Betochen Perek Beis, the Chazon Ish says, sometimes we see a person that as Betochen, nothing will happen. He's sick, he's ill, you know, tragedy strikes, and he has Betochen. And the Chazon Ish writes, Ein ze ela betochen shel shoytim. Yesh din, v'yesh dayan. According to the Chazon Ish, the essence of Midas HaBetochen is never to lose hope. Never to lose hope. The awareness, shehakol bidei shamayim, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu could perform miracles. That is the essence of Betochen. But just being happy and having Betochen that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will help, that is betochen shel shoytim. Of course, one should be worried, but he shouldn't lose hope. According to the Baal Shem Tov, it all depends on the degree of your betochen. Of course, a foolish betochen means nothing. But if a person is truly davak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and boiteach boi, the betochen in itself has power. And betochen is ma'orer midas harachamim, as seems obvious from the psukim in Tehillim. In reality, even the Chazon Ish himself writes in the beginning of Perek Beis and the Sof of Perek Zayin, and once again I'm quoting the Chazon Ish. יש עוד במידס הבטוחן כי על הבוטח שורה רוח הקודש ומתלווה עם רוח עוז המבשרהו. כי אמנם יעזרהו השם כמו שעומד דוד המלך, אם תחנה עליי מחנה לא יירו ליבי, אם תקום עליי מלחמה בזויס אני בוטח. So the Chazon Ish himself emphasizes that sometimes in higher madrigas, Midas HaBetochen brings calm upon a person, and he feels Mislava Imaruach Hashem. He knows in his heart that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. However, the Chazon Ish goes on in his special, unique language and writes, Inyan ze mischalef lefi malas habotach verov kodsho, and that coincides nicely with what the Baal Shem Tov says. In Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel Perek Yud Beis, Reb Chaim writes a similar idea. In Yin Godol Vizgula Neflo El Hasir Velevatel Me'alav Kol Dinen Shelo Yochlu Lishlot Bo Velo Yasu Shum Roshem Alav Klal. Kesheodem Koveya Belibo Leimor Halo Hashem Hu Elohim Ve'enoid Melvadoi Shum Koach Ba'olam Ubekol Ha'olamot. And everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein yaspik hu yizboruch. Shememeli yitbatlu mi'alav kol hakoyches v'haratzon shebaolam, shelo yochlu lefol alav shum davar klal. That is actually a zgula from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Totally agreeable with the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. Betochen is strength. Betochen has power. Haboteach b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu. And as the Sefer Ikrim writes in Mamer Dalat Perek Memvov, Afem einoi ra'ui mitzad atzmo, mederech habetochen lahamshich chesed chinam al habotchim ba. And I think it's a medrash in Tehillim Lamed Beis. Rabim machoivim l'rosho v'habeteach b'shem chesed yisovevenu. Reb Eliezer v'Reb Tanchum b'shem Reb Yerami, afilu rosho u'beteach b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu. Every day at the end of Tefillah Shachris, before Ein Kol Akeinu, we quote the Psukim, Kavei El Hashem Chazak V'yamitz Libecho V'Kavei El Hashem, as the Gemara says in Brochus. Mishit Palel V'lo Ne'ena. If you daven to Kodesh Baruch when your prayers weren't fulfilled, what are you supposed to do? Yachzor V'yit Palel. Don't lose hope. Betochen is the foundation of Yiddishkeit, of Torah and Mitzvahs. Betochen is an essential in our lives. Kavei El Hashem, Chazek V'yamitz Libecho, V'kavei El Hashem. As Chazal say in Medrash, Hakol B'kivui, Medrash Rabbah Parshas V'yechi. Hakol B'kivui, Kavei El Hashem. And the Eitz Yosef explains, Afilo Odom, Einenu Kedai, Zoche Lekol HaMatanot B'zchut HaKivui, Hu'emino V'habetochoin L'yeshiyoscho Kivisi Hashem. Let's have betochen on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our betochen should bring upon us a tremendous shefa of chayin and chesed and rachamim. We should be zoichet chazdei shemayim. We should be zoichet man bezman hazeh, in a way, b'derech min hadrochim, ba'ofen min ha'ofanim. Kavei El Hashem chazak v'yamitz libecho v'kavei El Hashem, ki yemeitzeischem miyeretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. We should be zoichet unisim neflois. Kishem shosisu nisan avasenu biyom amahim, kein tasi imonu bizman hazeh. Ki yemeitzeischem miyeretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois, bebiyaz goel tzedek, bebinyabeis amigdosh, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.